Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. Ooh, we have a really juicy day lined up for y'all. And it's a very wet and cold, windy day. And yes, I'm grumping. So it's Frank Sass.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you winning, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo, is all I ever motherfucking hear from you. Boo, hoo, 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 is all I ever hear from you. Boo, hoo, hoo, is all I ever fucking hear from you.
Shane's phone. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Shane, call us. Your answering machine came on.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Shane, it's Candy. Call back. I'm connected to the soundboard. All right, bye. Okay, let's see if... I suppose I have to hang up. Okay, that was Dave Anger. And crankshaft. Boo hoo hoo. Let's try to call Shane back and see what happens. Maybe it's called. Oh, there it is.
It's Shane's phone. Leave your name and number, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, poopy.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, either hang up your phone or call me back. Bye. Okay, I just disconnected him again. Alrighty, so how about a little Chuck Berry? Hey, dude.
As I get out to the bus, I find a breaking sheet. I thought I saw my beauty brown walking up the street. I'm shouting to the driver, hey, come back to you, man. Slow down, I think I'm here. Let me up the bus, baby. Why is that you? Oh, baby. Baby, is that you? the corner and
phone. Leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Downtown searching for a looking all around. I saw a guy with a yellow kid heading uptown. I caught another taxi, paid off everybody's debt. And I'm sick of $20 bills, but got the yellow cat, baby. Honey, is that you?
Bit of Parchment Farm or Baby Blues. Now, let's put on a Flower Leopard song, because the hot topic for today is the Flower Leopards and where they've been and what they're doing and all that kind of good stuff. Oh, yeah, and RKL's coming back to put out a new album. They're playing a show with Dr. No and the Grim coming up within the next couple weeks. All right, here's one for you, Shane Inham. Lying dead on the phone. I see you dead on the phone. They'll find me laying dead on the phone on a Saturday afternoon. Oh, Shane's calling my phone. My telephone is hooked up to a soundboard. I cannot accept phone calls. I'm playing Flower Leopard, playing dead on the phone right now. sober, bro. Hey, I'm right here. I was just turning down the song. I had a hard time figuring out how to connect you to my soundboard, so I decided it would be better for you to call me, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, love the Flower Leopards. So I can get on the phone. I know the story behind it. So, so sad. And how are you doing, Mr. Inholm? I see you have music coming out, new music, two new books.
Yeah, yeah, my acoustic stuff. Yeah, Divine American Pride came out in 2018, and just in November 22nd, I did a EP called Penta, which everybody thinks is prison, but actually it's five, like Don, Graham, and, you know, five songs. Yeah, yeah, I'm really happy with it. I did a Ronnie Lane, Ronnie Wood cover, and the rest are mine. But
very good.
But I was just sitting here looking, and I saw that somebody released, I don't even know who has it, but it says Flower Leopards LA. It's like an Instagram thing, and they just released something. I guess only 100 copies. I don't know. But
oh my God, send me a link. I've not seen that. Holy smokes!
Yeah, Lucifer. It has been kind of. It's all the Tony stuff from the Triple X thing. But you know, and that's, I like Tony. I like him a lot. And then in the description, it says, you know, that Mark Olson is still doing the Flower Leopards. And okay, God, you know, like I like Mark. It's okay. But how that all came about is when we found each other again. We were like the last living guys.
Right, right.
And so I was like, hey, man, do you want to try to do something? And he was like, yeah. And so I go to his studio. Now, I work a lot. And, I mean, nobody's going to pay my rent. You dig? Like, I'm a poor guy. You know, I'm a working class guy. So you know, I'm working constantly. And I went out there, and he wanted to detune the song because I guess his voice, I guess, sounded like some kind of white mom kind of thing. And God bless him. But my thoughts to that are, that's not Flower Leopards. Like, and if everybody wants Flower Leopards,
of course, because you know, Flower Leopards are so original.
Group, it has to sound like it. Like
nobody sounds,
you know.
Like,
and I had songs that I wrote then, now, you know, because a lot of those songs, not all of them, but there were quite a few that when I went to prison, Mario put his name on some of them.
But see, he's dead, and they don't. Dead men don't get paid royalties in BMI's making out on royalties because, you know, nobody can claim them, you know? I mean, guys who are smart.
Yeah, but you helped me get a lot of them back.
Yeah, I did, and I still have more work to do. I'm just so overwhelmed with everything. It's amazing. In 1 week, I got, like, $50,000 in debt. In 1 week. And I didn't even try.
Oh, no.
That was just trying to keep the ranch running, the water flowing, the truck moving. I had to go buy another truck because my truck has been in the shop since November 30th. I had to buy something, and then I bought a lemon off a used car lot.
Well, that's the problem with the society. Well, you know this, but the problem with they want you in debt.
I know.
So,
I know.
and especially since the big COVID thing, man, it's like they turn around and like, oh, we're going to save small businesses. We're going to save you guys. We'll give you loans. We'll give you this. We'll give you that. But they didn't give us anything. They said, we got to pay it back. So it was such a way of, you know, and so even now, especially someone like you, you know, trying to keep that label and doing all that, you know, I could see easily getting in debt like that, you know. I don't get it.
It cost me $400 to have a guy drive to my house and install a new kitchen sink. I mean, the faucet. They're like $15-$20 at any hardware store, right? I mean, Ace Records.
It's down
the street. $400. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, it was a different company. I had two different companies working on my water. You know."
I lost you. What happened? I don't know. Can you hear me? I guess I'll go. I don't know what happened.
Because they see a woman all alone out in the middle of 135 acres, right?
Right.
And they're screwing me, and they're not even kissing me.
Yeah, they're screwing everyone. You know. I mean, it's just, it's, you know. I mean, I don't know, but for Christmas, there's an old punk rock guy, David Elias, who lives in northern New York. Before COVID, they had a rodeo, and they kept inviting me out there to go, you know, and I wanted to go. Like, I thought, wow, that's really cool. I want to go to a northern New York rodeo. But we made friends, and he recently sent me the original Misfit 70s, which I didn't have one. I mean, of course I had them before I went to prison, but so that was really cool getting that. You know, that record. So the next one that was done, I don't know, Phil remixed it, but he mixed that solo at the end of mine that you could barely hear it. And I don't know if, you know, I always had problems with all of that. I don't know. They just always, I was a little wild, or I don't know. But the funny thing is that I laughed because, you know, everybody was like, oh, he's the craziest guy, you know, and I'm the only one left alive. So it's like, it's really funny because all those guys were like, you know, I was the nutter and the crazy one, and I've done quite well. Anyway.
Do you think that if you were able to be in a recording studio with Mark, you could bring him back down to the correct level and the two of you could really go far? Because, see, he was a part of you guys at one time, you know?
But he's already gotten other guys, and I mean they've already like done something, and I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You are the songwriter. The songwriter of the music holds all the cards. You have
Jeff was the main songwriter. I helped Jeff, but when I see the new releases and stuff, I'm like, well, that was my part. I did that. We came up with this together. You know, I mean, it's a really weird thing being in a band with a couple of songwriters because there's always some weird war. Very strange. But, you know, I don't know, man, because, you know, when we did that, when I went out there and I played with them, you know, I suggested a couple of songs from the Leopards, but as soon as he wanted to do that, I have a real thing. The Flower Leopards, there were like a bunch of incarnations after the original group. They recorded, I love Tony. Like, I love him. I don't like him. Like, when we were kids, he used to give me books. Like, I think both him and I read. A lot of people didn't read. And there was a period of time where Tony Adolescent actually kind of roadied for us. He would go on the road with us. I don't want to say he was a roadie because that isn't quite it, but he would help us with the equipment. So I really dig him. But the other incarnations, some of that shit, I can't even listen to it. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck is this? Because I will say that Jeff was a brilliant songwriter whose intuition was really good when it came to chord changes and stuff. The problem that Jeff and I had, besides the fact that we were both drug addicts, guitar player stuff, you know?
Right. Like, and look what happened to you guys from the use of drugs. You guys ruined your lives, and thank God you're still alive, you know? Everybody else is dead.
Well, yeah, they're dead. I mean, they all died of AIDS. Not all of them, but,
you know. Hey, we ought to make a new bumper sticker. Instead of punk rock saved my life, punk rock in prison saved my life.
Yeah. It actually, I was rescued, you dig? Because had
from
I
yourself,
stayed out
you
there
you were
in
really
the world,
bad. You were a bad boy.
Yeah, yeah. Real bad. Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah, I was. Well, you know, punk rock, the thing about all that, while we're at it, you know, there's the new Cream magazine. I have an article in it. About
I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you.
I can barely hear you too. There's a new Cream magazine. Can you hear me better or no?
Okay, yeah, that's better. Yeah.
There's a new Cream magazine that I did an article about Darby's death because, you know, the mother of my kids is the...
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and in that we were talking, I talk a little bit about how crazy life was back then, and
right.
It was. What are you going to do?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know. I love your songs, you know. Has Hate Been Kind Enough? That is a priceless song that is completely timeless because... hatred is what destroys our world, you know?
Right, yeah. I remember when we were writing that.
Let me give it a spin on the turntable here and bring back some memories, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Flower Leopards, the original Flower Leopards.
Hang on.
little bit of a break. Tim's got to plug in his phone because he's running out of battery. So I'll just keep out pumping out the tunes. Here we go. Bleed. UK Punks.
Go!
Other band. All right, so here we go. Boredom. Gerbil turds. Society Spell. up the phone. Come on, Papa. You got a American birthday coming up here on the 25th, and we're just calling from Mystic Records Radio. City Kings, who have come back with a new singer and the rest of the old original players, and we have an EP coming out here at the end of February, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. Here's your latest song, Fun Sucker.
You set the fun! It's over! We're done! Away from me.
Not going to pick up, so we'll catch you later. So we're going to be calling back. This is one of the newest Mystic bands that has come to us for putting out their music, and this is Emperor Titsworth. Running ads on the Orchard for Spotify, and all of our artists are being required to claim your band page. We go to all that work to set it up for you. It's to use for you to promote your records. So it's not a one-man show at Mystic. Everybody has to chip in, okay? Everybody, even in the trenches. We'll be right back. right, so that was Rigor Mortis in the Trenches. I see the mockingbird on the line.
Hello,
I was multitasking the influence that Kevin Kubota and letting him know that we're going to start running ads. It goes to you too, by the way, my love. For each and every one of your releases, it goes to all my artists. I'm starting with their first release first, and I'm giving you guys your page that our engineers set up for each one of your releases. And then we're going to simultaneously run paid ads through Spotify on your band pages to get you guys noticed. I'm stoked about this. I'm so excited.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad that you're like, you're
when you have 500 artists.
Yeah, that'll keep
you
busy.
It still isn't fixed, right? But at least it's kind of working. Can you hear
the
buzz?
Yeah, that's gonna keep you really busy. 500 artists and how many records? Oh my lord!
Oh my god! The next 10 years, I'll be buried in this fucking hellhole.
Oh, that's okay. We have record company after death benefit.
Alrighty, so what's the latest scoop in Hollywood?
Ooh, scoop in Hollywood. Well, tomorrow I'm going to see the great Glenn Matlock, who wrote all those wonderful Sex Pistols songs with John Lydon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing with Steve Fishbeck and Gilby Clark and Clem Burke on drums.
All right.
From Blondie, so we're going to be hanging out with them. That's going to be a lot of fun and a great gig at the Troubadour tomorrow night. $30 to get in, but that's okay because
That's a deal. That's a deal, actually.
It's such a steal because I just was going to go see Robbie Krieger, and I just played with him, and I gave a free gig, and I played all Doors songs with him, and then Then he played with a bunch of people I don't know at the Whiskey, and it was $126 to get in.
I saw that,
That's a lot of money.
How much? $600?
$126 per ticket, and I'm sure they were being scalped out in front after that.
Right.
So above $126.
So,
everybody's got to make a living somehow, even the lazy guy who wants to lay on his couch and drink beer and watch football.
I'll go
scalp some tickets for a couple hours. I'll have enough money for dinner, babe. Now bring me another beer.
That's it, right? It's like some people just need their next beer. Me, I need a new castle.
We've got to have our champagne and caviar.
Oh, shit. I don't believe in
champagne. I actually tasted caviar for the first time. I mean, I've seen it on spreads before, but it's like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not into the egg shit, you know. But anyway, they're actually really good. I ate the whole fucking jar. Doug Moody brought a couple of jars of them. You know, he wants to. He's always introducing me to all different kinds of foods, like oysters. Oh, my God, I love oysters. I used to hate them. Oh, but I love them now. Smoked oysters are
delicious.
Oh, heavenly salt.
I like caviar and toast with my coffee in the morning.
Oh, darling.
It makes you feel so good. And
that's
it's
good
so
protein,
delicious.
I mean, and if you think about it, we eat chicken eggs and turkey eggs and why not salmon eggs? They're so tiny and you can really smoke them good. I like them smoked.
Eggs are eggs. Yummy yum.
They're so tiny, you know. I've gone fishing all my life, and I used to fish with red salmon eggs. And those things are huge compared to those little tiny black ones with caviar, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sturgeon eggs.
Yeah.
This is still punk rock. Yes, Virgin.
Very good.
So, let's see. I'm going to go to Cantor's tonight because they're, starting
okay,
rock and roll back up at Cantor's.
That's it. You're having too much fun.
Well, Cantor's, you know, I went there yesterday and they told me that the people that were giving me a hard time were no longer there. They've been kicked out, and to get on with my life and come back and please play there. So,
and do a couple gigs at the Kibitz.
Yes,
I love that place.
Kibitz.
Oh, I love that. Get your hot corned beef sandwich and the pickles
so
and
don't
some
forget the
matzo
ball soup.
Right? Well,
matzo
I make that myself.
And celery soda.
Without the balls. Uh-huh.
Celery soda. I love balls. Oh, you mean matzo. Okay.
I got a whole pot of chicken with schmaltz in it, and I added carrots and celery and cabbage and hominy, and I don't know, if I throw some Cajun in there, then I could call, oh, and some shrimp, I could call it a jambalaya. There
sounds
you go.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to our new record company out of L.A., which will be L.A. and you and I get together and
L.A. Underground.
The new record company.
Hey, how about L.A. Yeah. Underground? It just came to me, like Underground Railroad, L.A. Underground. Yeah, you said Underground, and it's like we got to tie Mystic into it somehow, so L.A. Hollywood.
Yes. Sounds good.
You know,
that's it.
All the collectors
LA,
out there.
LA Underground Records.
All the collectors of Mystic Records out there, they still haven't learned that anything in Hollywood with the label for Mystic Records is like gold. You know? A guaranteed $50 and up. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's exciting. Tom Monitor is going to give us the song "Damage" for his contribution to our first record. He's the first person to contribute a song to the enterprise, so that's exciting. And I'm looking forward to our future. We have a wonderful future. Is it raining there, by the way?
Oh, it's wet and cold and windy.
Yeah,
and
it's cold
supposed
and
to be,
here, too.
The whole coast of California up and down. We have flood watches out right now till tomorrow morning.
Wow.
So if I float away or you see me going by L.A. to Mexico in a raft, hey, I'm here.
Well, the way I look at it with you is that it's you live on an island.
I do. And I've got to build the magic castle out of all the rocks on the part that is, there is one part of my land that is completely engulfed in water at this time of the year because the rain comes down into these little, it's made its own culverts, you know, and it's so cool. I'll send you a picture of it right now. Anyway.
Sounds good.
Okay,
sounds good. I'm looking forward to us to build our little city on your land. That'll be fun.
Exactly. And it only takes 9 acres to make your own unincorporated city. So with your own unincorporated city, you don't have to listen to all their Giuseppe Nazi orders. All
right.
So, anyway. Oh, I'm really excited.
So what are you gonna play next?
RKO's coming back as well. You know, a lot of these bands like Flower Leopards, you know, there's only like one person left, like Shane Enholm of the Flower Leopards and, you know, oh, there's Preacher's Confession. Anyway, so RKO's coming back.
So what
back
are you going to play next?
RKO. Think positive.
RKO.
That's right. Well, you know, they're playing a show with Dr. No and the Grim coming up here in the next couple of weeks. Most of those guys are dead, too. The lead singer, like, you know, it'd be like if David Lee Roth wasn't singing for Van Halen. You know his voice. Jason Sears from RKO had that monk of kind voice, and he died in, like, 2000. So, anyway, Here's to Chris Rust, one of the last original members of RKL, Rich Kids on LSD. Think positive.
Think I care about what is happening? Sure I do. But I'm still laughing. We're above us. We all care. But I have a striking gun of anywhere. No. Keep on grinning. Think. Think positive.
So my recession is on and off and on and off, like a blue cheer record.
Yeah. I just messaged you, hey, where'd you go? I looked down at the board because I'm always doing something on the side, you know. And I looked down and it's like, oh, you're gone. Where'd you go?
Yeah. I'm back.
All of you
I'm
back.
Let's have a little snack. Yeah, so it's nice that we get to talk about food now and then. I was thinking about getting all of our punk rock friends to send in recipes so we could do the Mystic Cookbook.
Ooh, well, we could do the Mystic Cookbook anyway. I used to be a chef. You know, I was certified all the way up until 2013. My certification ran out. But, yeah, I was a certified chef.
Ooh, certified chef.
With a big, I love to cook. You know? So I brought plans for this hotel I want to build, it has a swimming pool underground, and when it comes into the garage level, it's up high enough where, you know, like nobody could accidentally stumble in it, you know? And then it has different rooms right there, like a bar, you know. I could be a mermaid bartender is what I'm getting around to. I wouldn't need my legs. I could be a mermaid.
Well, you could always just get a robot to do it.
No. I have enough great-grandkids to fill a whole amusement park. My little Soraya, she's only 23, and she's going to have her first baby, her and her husband. I'm so excited. Oh, it's so cool. You know, her older sister already has 4 children. These kids are breeding like rabbits.
Awesome. Just procreating from that Candace seed.
Poor kids.
My little seed is off in Norway today. He's working with
That is so cool.
That is cool. He's working with a reggae techno band.
Nice.
How far we have come.
Right?
I just remember when it was hard enough to get people to listen to reggae. Now it's like a reggae techno hybrid.
I like all kinds of music, you know. And if you remember Café Grande in Hollywood, the guys used to do, they used to rap. The singers would get up there and, you know, they would talk to them. I mean, look at Henry Rollins. He was famous for his spoken words, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So, El Duce's, the anniversary of El Duce's birthday was this week.
Oh.
Elden Oak from The Mentors.
And who else
I wonder how Rape Rock would have fared in this Me Too society.
Yeah, right? You hear that?
Yeah, I don't think people, they'd like Elden too much if he were brought back.
There's a frog here in my office. A frog.
That's my chihuahua.
Oh, I said Regina. Oh, he's so cute, little booby dog. Oh, my God, my dog is having a hard time. She's so big. She fell down today when she tried to get up to go potty.
Oh, poor baby.
But she held it till she got to the door, so that's a good thing.
Oh, that's good. She's holding on to it still.
Yep. So, you know, I like all kinds of music, you know, really. I mean, I love jazz, you know. When you're feeling really good, there's nothing like some good Dave Brubeck playing or, I don't know. I like that song, Girl from Ipanema. who sang that? Brazil 66, that's right. Brazil 66, I love those guys.
Gilberto.
Ah, those girls really harmonize.
Mm-hmm.
Harmonize nicely.
Yeah, she died last year, the girl that sang it.
Oh, goodness, I didn't know that. Yeah, that was one of my husband's favorite songs. I started writing...
X is about to go back out on tour.
...type songs, and my mom would come screaming at me if she was home to do my lesson and not go off on my own with that kind of music. Yeah, my dad.
X is about to go out on tour.
Huh?
X. Remember those people we used to let play in the basement?
Right. I have a hard time hearing anybody. My phone has been out for like a week, and there's a loud buzzing on it. It's finally connecting. I can do a show, but ever since last Saturday, my phone has not worked.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
It is terrible.
Yep. All right, so let's play some music.
Okie dokie. What are we playing?
Bart here, go home!
Ah! That was Meryl. Bart,
I am
Meryl.
Home.
She was so cute.
He's still
sexy
around, isn't
guy.
He? Or didn't die?
Meryl's still around. Yeah.
I guess I see him on my page, and I keep thinking, "Well, that must be his girlfriend or something."
I don't know, but he looks a lot different than he did way back then, you know.
Texacala Jones says hello to you.
I can barely hear anything over that loud noise. Can you hear it?
No, not at all.
Wow. If you notice, I've been talking a little bit louder than usual because we've got this loud bong in my ear. It's hard for me to adjust my vocals. Okay, so here we go. Play by the rules. This is not punk rock.
No!
The L.A. Underground Records.
Game of 8-Ball with the devil one day down at the VFW. He said, I could bring your true love back if you'd care to play. I said, but if I lose, what do I owe you? Only your soul. Only your soul. He said, you won't owe me nothing but your soul. I said, rack up a scratch, you see, I ain't got nothing to lose. He grinned and shoved the quarters in the slot. He said, come on, boy, I'll help cure them broken-hearted blues. Break 'em, boy, and show me what you got. Well, I was doing pretty good. I got three lows in on the break. Scratch smiled.
Quite a bit lately, but he likes his Whiskey Rebellion blues, bluegrass.
All right, putting the cunt back
style,
in country.
I think it's cute. He wrote
putting
some
the
songs
cunt
when
back,
he's getting a divorce
putting,
from his wife, and then the other one is just two songs, Dancing on My Grave. How fitting, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
That's why I said he's putting the cunt back in country.
That's right. Yeah, let me see. Well, here's one I haven't played for a while. No More Fun. You're having too much fun, you know.
Absolutely.
Well-known punk rock artist was the drummer in the band Scared Straight. I've never known that. And he was just promoted at the punk rock museum in Las Vegas. He went there to give tours, and it's like, wow, this guy has such talent, and he brought a lot of his artwork with him to show off, you know. Take over, darling. The floor is yours. I got to run down to Canner's for a minute and get myself a corned beef and
Okay, no problem. Go get that corned beef sandwich.
That's right. All right. See ya.
Okay, so you're listening to Party or Go Home with Candice Andrea and Tequila Mockingbird. And we are the new LA Underground Mystic label and putting together a new record. And everyone can submit a song to us for the first release. And you can do that by writing me, tequilatattoo@yahoo.com. Send me some music and I will listen to it. Or you can send it to Candice at Mystic Records. But if you send it to me, I will definitely listen to it and get it out there to people to listen to. I have the LA Punk Museum, and online you'll see Tequila Mockingbird's LA Punk Museum. Join our page. It's free, it's fun, and there's lots of information about what's going on around town, and you can post what's happening in your world on my page, as long as it's about LA punk. And it should concern people from 74 to 84. And if you're goth, then you can go to 1989. that's before all the aggro started. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, that was the good old days. So I'm trying to keep it with contained, like 1980 to 1989 were really good for gothic music. And 1974 to 1984 were really good for punk rock. And then after that, there's tons of music, but I'm really only concerned with the first generation of punk because, well, that's what we teach at UCLA at the Punk Archive. You can listen to the other radio show that I do called The Puntcast, PUNKAST.com, thepuntcast.com, where we interview punk rockers from the early days about the history of Los Angeles punk, and sometimes the rest of the world, too. So, are you back yet, Candace?
I am. And,
excellent.
I was wondering if you're ready for some violent fuzz to keep sneaking in.
Well, yeah! Punk rock on the fabulous Mystic Radio.
One big show with three name bands, traps all leather and skin. Life tries to stop getting out of hand. Everyone puts CNN in. Like getting under watch, can't even stand. My head is starting to spin. The firing parts of the swollen land, there's no way.
It was on for 1 second and then it disappeared again.
Well, obviously he likes it inside my house. You know, I usually get a lot of frogs, turtles, amphibians, reptiles in my yard. Fun. They don't usually come out when it's cold, though. This is like January. They're usually hibernating in the mud, aren't they?
Yes, but not now. It's so yucky out, they want to be inside.
Ah. Well, you know, that was the new Insolence song, Violent Fuzz, that I just played. And, you know, their original album, they pressed it once. Mystic pressed it once on 7-inch. And they go for like $50 to $60 right now. They keep climbing up.
Well, that's good.
They're rare. There's very few of them around.
Yeah.
Like,
are you selling records online, or are you just letting people buy your records and then resell?
I'm wholesale, strictly wholesale. I've got a moat around me at the moment. I'm landlocked. Help Army Engineer Corps of Engineers get me a bridge today.
You said you were going to have a bridge made.
Well, I know, but, you know, for emergencies, you know, it would be nice if they could come down and plop one down. They're good at that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, you need a little plane.
No, they crash. I don't like planes. I don't fly very often either. Yeah. If it was something I could control, yeah. There's a couple really big ranches, you know, even bigger than mine out here, you know, and every so often one of the landowners dies from a helicopter crash and he's out, you know, checking his fence line. It's like, check it, man. If I can't ride it on a horse, then it don't need to be checked.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a week of really cold weather, and, you know, it's really good, though. California, Northern California was catching on fire every year all summer long, and it was just a never-ending furnace, you know? I mean, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
All this rain we're getting is really good for it, so... Just like those little piggies in the crate. So let me see. We have Frustrated. This is an old Insolent song. Frustrated. Or do you want to hear that one? There's Frustrated, Cop's Eyes, Caffeine, and True Love. I like True Love. It's a cute one, too. Pick one, Tequila.
Yes. I'm being terrible and reading the royal gossip. You know me.
Well, I advertise in a German fanzine, and I can't read German, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just a dummy.
Nein, das ist nicht toll. No, that is not true.
There's two frogs in here. There's one answering the other one.
Why don't you play us some German punk rock?
I don't actually have any at the moment. I have English and Swedish. Let me see.
How about some Swedish?
Oh, those Swedish
yes.
words are so handsome. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I just drew a Nordic Viking type dude. Okay, here we go. This one's called Vikings. Vikings. With a W. There you go.
There you go. Don't they ever sing in Swedish? I get bored with English.
They do.
Good. We like that. We'll have to listen to some European music soon and pass it on so that people start thinking in more global and less secular. So, my dear, I guess you won't be working on your tan today.
On my what?
On your tan.
Oh, my tan. I'm supposed to be making a film for Jack Grisham, and I'm like a week behind. So what do we got here? Whining Pussies. Yapo, You're Not Free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got to hear this one. This one's so funny.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problem. Yourself. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of the food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Growing you to dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fucking friend! Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck! Fuck you! You suck! Eat shit! Go fuck yourself! You made a post about that wedding. And no one cares about your ugly ass kid. Sex isn't ugly, the fuck, you're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friendship, connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whiny problems. My post fly over your head. You three red. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit! Go fuck yourself!
Oh, my. So we heard from Shane Enholm today of the Flower Leopards. He's one of the founding members of the band. The other ones all, like RKL, died from drug overdoses. Oh, the guys were so bad. You know?
They could afford drugs? I mean, it's amazing. We're so poor.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm like, I don't know. Oops, I put that on the wrong page. I got to go in there and clean that up. Yeah, I can't imagine. Is Marco still around from the Flower Leopards? He's a new generation, right?
Well, now, Mario and Marco get confused sometimes because... Mario Valencia, he's dead, and they used to call him Marco. And then this other guy that came in later, I think he was a drummer or a singer or something. Nothing real big in the band. I can't remember, but he's come out with some new Flower Leopard songs or some new version in a different genre. And he took, you know, a popular... punk rock band, you know, the Flower Leopards, and turned it into like heavy metal, and it really sucks. But anyway, oh, Kevin Kubota is from the Influences, messaged me. He saw a video clip I made with a picture of Doug in it. I used his song Violent Fuzz. I just love that song. I love the beat of it. I love the words. It just really hits home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I animal. So, anyway,
I accidentally put the wrong thing on the wrong page, and I'm scared.
Okay, how about I animal? I animal. My soundboard says I have 28 minutes left, and I started, I started half an hour early today. I went to log in at 11 o'clock like I usually do, and I always set it the next week ahead of time, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I had,
so
I had to...
28 big minutes to fill with music for all our fans.
That's right.
I wonder if anybody's listening and they should call in, huh?
I get a map that docs where everybody's calling from, and I do have quite a few listeners in Sweden and Germany and all around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one, the Conservatives. Mm-hmm. You're not free.
Hey, this gig, our last gig in Europe before we go back to Britain, so... We're all gonna wow party, far out and stuff like that. This song called You're Not Free.
Yeah.
purse and the pink ski mask. Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Hello, this is Tequila.
So you like my Pussy Riot ski mask?
Yeah.
From Doll's Kill.
Yeah.
We went to Doll's Kill yesterday, which is the store right next door to Cantor's, and it is just an amazing store. You saw the jacket that I bought?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just so fantastic. So the gift you got for buying the jacket was the phone and the ski mask.
Ah.
So I have my whole look together for Europe.
Very good.
You know they're not going to let me in any store in that outfit. They're like, oh, she's coming to rob us for sure.
Right?
So, whoa, one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy.
I got a laugh. I just read an ad from Stalag 13, the band, and
yeah.
They've decided to create their own Nardcore record label, and they titled it Nardcore Records. And it's like, okay, dude, I'm looking for my jacket. Here we are. Art jacket's ready. Art Ready Jackets. We started Nardcore Records like 2016 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, dude. They should check their Funkin' Wagnall before they make such a bold-ass claim.
Mm-hmm.
We own one of their records, too. We always keep the first record. You know, I got this other
mm-hmm.
band right now. I can't think of their name. Some insignificant kind. Oh, excuse me. They want to buy back their song, and it's like, that's not why we own it. We own it so we can control the music that is pressed on it, on records, on vinyl. You know, it's very important to own what you release. And if I sold it to them, then they could question my old LPs, and it's like, no, you can't do that. Right? So
right.
I just put a picture of Nardcore Records on their website. Let me see. Nardcore Records was launched a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
Nardcore Records was launched a decade ago.
Well,
better find a new name.
What?
I'm telling them they better find a new name for their record company.
Oh, because Nardcore doesn't work?
Nardcore belongs to Mystic. We put out, whenever you put out a record, you have to legally put your address where your company is located, and then you have to have the name of your company. You know, and we have a whole value pack with Dr. No on Nardcore Records, along with Ill Repute and a whole bunch more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get
They're
it.
They're always
I get
trying
it.
To steal shit from Mystic, you know? Some of these guys
it's
that,
not,
that get real
that's
cranky,
not the
you know?
Only place.
Huh?
I pretty much don't have... I'm constantly getting my ideas stolen by people.
I
recently... You know with me, it's like, it's hard having a lot of ideas because people who don't have any take one of yours and follow it all the way through while you're busy trying to make sure everything's all right.
Right.
But that's okay because, you know, real talent will out, and that's the truth. What are you going to play next, my darling?
Oh, let me see. Bad boys, bad boys. Okay, how about some What You Doing to Me, huh?
As the time you pass by, you know the same, God, now I'm looking at
these guys had come up with something original, but yet they just can't step aside from, you know, letting Mystic be the one to have always promoted them, you know. And then they come out with a slap in the face like that, you know. I just posted about five pictures of record labels and jackets say Nardcore Records, and I told them, get something more original, you know. We started our own record label, New Stellic 13, 12-inch, pre-orders coming soon. So that means they were high one night recently and decided that's what they're going to call their new record company, you know. They haven't even paid attention to what's going on in the punk rock world, you know what I mean? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's nothing unusual, babe. Half these people don't have any ideas, and it's subliminal, too. It's like sometimes they'll just name something that they saw already, but they don't realize they saw it. And then sometimes they see it, and they're like, I don't give a shit.
Right. Well, I tell you what, they better give a crap, because Doug Moody saw this coming. He told me like 10 plus years ago, you watch, they're trying to grab Nardcore out from underneath me. And what it is like, we used to make fun of them, us from Hollywood, LA at the cafe. We used to make fun of them, and we started calling them the Nardcore, you know, instead of the nerds, the Nerdcore, they're the Nardcore, you know. And it was back in the day, it wasn't polite to be called a fan of Nardcore. You know, it's like saying you're a fan of snot. So anyway.
Oh my God! I'm looking at what the chicks in London are wearing, and I think I may skip London on my tour.
This guy used to ask me, the drummer from NoFX. He used to ask me, "What are you wearing, honey?" And I used to write back and say, "Nothing, honey."
Nothing, honey.
Yep, nothing, honey. All right,
What else is going on?
Well, let me see. The Undercity Kings record will be released by the end of February. They have a March show with DI and a bunch of really good bands, and I'm just so excited that, you know, we've been trying to get this record out since before Maui burned. And this guy was going to do a picture disc, and he pressed them, and then he said, oh, the vinyl didn't come out right. I got to do it again. And we waited over a year, and he never got anything done. And we wanted those records originally for the fundraiser on Hawaii, on Maui, for the fire victims, you know. I had to send records that, you know, they're Mystic records, but still, I mean, that's kind of a slap in the face to the band, you know, having all your bandmates on there except you, you know. Anyway, I've got this new pressing plant that is really doing me good, and I'm asserting myself as the CEO of Mystic Records, because, you know, feeble old Doug Moody at 95 was trying to give it away to a distributor. And it's like, no, we sell wholesale to you. You sell wholesale to the stores. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it's going to be. You do not own the rights to have this press. See, these companies that, you know, take over your distribution worldwide, you got to watch them like a hawk, you know. The music business is geared toward being aggressive, because if you're not aggressive enough, you get run over by these fuckers. Anywho, how? I love your pink hat and bag, darling, with the strawberry cheesecake and the coffee. Ooh la la, what a way. What a way to tantalize your taste buds.
It's like, who is that? Oh no, all you'll see is, like, I'll have my dark glasses on too, so all you'll see is my mouth.
I know, that is so funny. And it's like, okay,
I know, I was like, well, how much is it if I want to get that that hood right there. And she's like, well, if you spend $80, you can have the hood. And I was like, okay, well, I just spent $160 on that jacket. And she's like, well, what do you want? And I'm like, well, I kind of want the teddy bear with the studs all in it, because they have, like, the studded teddy bear that's, like, all punk rocked out, like, pink teddy bear purse. And I'd already spent too much money, so she was nice, and she gave me, she's like, well, what do you want? And I went, and she's like, you know, you should get the phone one, because everybody likes the phone one. It's always sold out, and this is the last one. And I was like, okay. So I didn't get the studded teddy bear. I got the free phone shirt.
Right?
But, you know, like, yeah, what can I say? You know, you want to buy stuff that you're going to use for the rest of your life, and then somebody's going to sell it to somebody else for a bunch of money later. So, like,
right.
I haven't seen one of those phone purses. Because, like, I'd never seen one of those phone purses until I saw that one, and I was like, oh, it's so cute. I tried not to get it, but it was too cute.
Right. It's so cute.
So what's next?
Okay, well, you know, we already played Undercity Kings and Emperor Titsworth, and Society's Breakdown, Sick of It All, Secret Hate, Scared.
I want to hear Girls, Girls, Girls. That's my favorite.
Well, that's probably at the other end under G's. Okay, I'll play Penis Youth while I'm looking for Girls, Girls, Girls.
Okay.
Bye. Here. I'm on Death on the Radio. I'm going to play the song Sticks and Stones while I look for your favorite White Flag song. That's on the radio. That's Miss Maxine Murder on violin and vocals. She's quite a hot little tamale, boy. She really does a stage act that's fabulous, you know. She paints her face. In fact, my profile picture with the black and white zombie on the microphone, that is an actual drawing of a photograph of her on stage. Cost me some greenbacks to get those artwork posters done. Oh, yeah. And when I'm trying to deal with a broken down truck and this little asshole from the water company's, you know, interrupting me every 2 minutes, it's like, I said, just go fix it, you know? And he comes back with a $5,000 bill, and I turn on my water, and it barely trickles out. Oh, my God. You know, all this stupid shit. So anyway, girls.
Girls!
Yeah.
Girls!
Rocking tune. Girls. I wonder what Elvis would think about that song. You're covering my tune, man. Get off my cloud. Hello?
Okay, well, holy shit. I got lost.
I was wondering where you were. Where did she go?
I was chasing those naughty little frogs. They're doing it in my house. They're procreating.
Right.
So anyway, when I get my...
Brian Eno just put out a new song called There Were Bells, so I'm going to listen to that after the show, and I'll tell you how it is.
All right. So what do you think
about...
So how
much longer do we have on the air, my darling?
How about Hollywood Underground?
Okay.
I kind of like that better. The Hollywood Underground Railroad. So we've already got... a recording from a place called the Underground Railroad. So I wouldn't want to take their name, but Hollywood Underground. Yeah.
We don't need a railroad. We just need an underground.
So I just sent dudes a huge picture about the size of my palm of ill repute on Nardcore Records. I'm being such a...
Oh, dude. Thank you. Just what I wanted for Christmas.
I
don't think so.
Right? Oh, I like...
Are they on Nardcore? Are they a Nardcore band?
Well, Nardcore bands make up only Mystic bands, because we have the territories, you know. And Oxnard in the Ventura area is not LA, you know. So we had to define them, and we started calling them Nardcores, and Jamie Ishmael Hernandez's brother, Jamie, drew the Nardcore logo that's just like a diamond in a cross hatch or some shit. I don't know. I know it when I see it, but anyway. Yeah, Ill Repute has another band called Robot Uprising, and they've come back to Mystic, and they never would have come back to Mystic as long as Doug was in the saddle, you know. I mean, you know, I still take care of our punk rock papa, you know. He's 95 years old, and he's not all there upstairs anymore, but hey, you know what? He's still got a whole full head of hair and a new girlfriend. I mean, seriously?
He's got a new girlfriend, and I was saying, if Doug Moody can find love in this world, lipstick lesbians can find love in this world, if Stephen Hawking can find love in this world, then so can I.
That's right. Okay, honey, well, we're at the end of our show. Party or go home.
Party or go home.
All right, we'll see you next time, honey. Have a good week.
All right, rock and roll.
That's right, rock and roll.
Punk style.
Yeah, all styles.
All right.
We do not discriminate. All styles of music are acceptable. All genres.
All right.
That's right. And our museum is free. Free to have a good time. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Party or go home. See you next time. Bye.